Jerry Bader Show 1051, talking about Stephen A. Smith's reaction to Mavericks owner Mark Cuban's comments that he would be nervous if he saw a black in a hoodie, but he would also be nervous if he saw a white guy with tats. Now, Stephen A. Smith talked about geography and where you might be and where that would make you nervous. Mark Cuban didn't. And maybe he did mean in specific locations, but he didn't say that. I don't necessarily agree with Stephen A. Smith's defense of Mark Cuban. Because here's where black commentator Stephen A. Smith is coming from. People are being unfair to Mark Cuban because Mark Cuban also mentioned the white guy with tattoos, and that's not being talked about. It's just because he mentioned a black guy in a hoodie, which brought up images of Trayvon Martin. My argument is, I don't prejudge people. Now, in certain environments, I might prejudge both of those, if you will, stereotypes. But in most places where I travel, I'm not going to suddenly get nervous if I see a black kid in a hoodie. And I think Stephen A. Smith saying it's okay to, just because blacks are prejudiced too, I think he's just trying to justify all prejudice. Bob in Manitowoc. Bob, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. May I relate a real quick story? I'm on the road with a band in the 70s. We had a black front guy, three white guy, you know, as musicians. We had a night off. We're in the Quad Cities, and we were looking for a band to catch in a bar. So we stopped a couple places, and one guy says, "Oh, boy, over here you'll find a good group. They're from Ohio." We walk in the place, and mind you, I roomed with this black guy, and I've been in the service with blacks and bands and whatever. That's not the point. But we walked into this club, and it was all black. We were nervous, no question about it. But because we had a black guy with us, those people more or less accepted us. And because we were grooving with the band, eventually they started passing their wine and their joints around. You know what I'm saying? They accepted us. But when I first walked in there, was I nervous? Absolutely.
Well,
I'm not a prejudiced individual.
My dad had a similar situation in Milwaukee when he was working installing bars and taverns. What you discovered is what blacks often feel like all the time. It does feel strange to be a minority of one or just a couple. Now, I want to read an email there, Sally's email, that third one. If you're dressed like a hoodlum, I'm going to think you're a hoodlum, no matter what your ethnicity. I wear a hoodie from time to time. I have several of them. I wear them if I'm cold, if I'm whatever. Eric writes this, but I don't think you're a hoodlum because you wear a hoodie. That's my point exactly. Jerry, what he's saying is not that we're all racist, but that we all buy into stereotypes at one point or another. We see somebody who fits a stereotypical profile, we avoid the situation. It's a prejudice based on a stereotype rather than a personal racist tendency against one group or another. I don't entirely agree with that assessment. I guess that's what Mark Cuban was saying. I don't know that's what Stephen A. Smith is saying. John writes, it's called conditioning, not prejudice. We are all conditioned differently. It is a self-preservation inheritance. I don't think he means inheritance. I think he means trait. But my argument is, I think it's somewhat harmful to look at someone based on their appearance. Again, geography is important, and I recognize that. But the way Cuban said it, he seemed to be suggesting, because I don't agree with him, black or white. I don't prejudge somebody with a lot of tattoos. I don't find them attractive, but I don't prejudge them. People should. Now, I will say this. People have to understand that they are judged that way. But my position is, if you want tattoos, you should have tattoos. If you want to wear a hoodie, wear a hoodie. I don't care if you're white, black, or otherwise. I don't believe Trayvon Martin was killed because he was wearing a hoodie. I believe at some point there was a conflict between the two, and George Zimmerman had a gun. How it got to that point, I don't know. And I don't know if a hoodie was a factor. But I don't agree with Mark Cuban's assessment, and I don't entirely agree with Stephen A. Smith's defense of him. I really don't. I just don't. I think basically what he's saying is, yeah, we all have prejudices, but that doesn't mean that they're necessarily healthy. Candace writes, as someone living in Green Bay and Sheboygan for the last so many years, where less than 10% of the population is black, I don't think you can really understand or have a valid opinion. Oh, this is good. I lived in Atlanta for 7 years, and there are two different types of blacks. The co-workers, neighbors, and friends that are good, honest, hardworking people, and the thugs that hang out in front of the gas station doors and with bars on the windows that hoot and holler at women walking in. Okay, but now you're basing that on behavior and not appearance. That's different. The kind that don't work and sell drugs. I know both kinds. Firsthand, can easily spot the thugs from the rest. Do-rags, hoodies, pants down to their knees, etc. You'll be right 99 times out of 100. You don't know that. Just because you figure 99 out of 100 were what you think, that doesn't mean you were right. This is exactly what I'm talking about. I will admit, though, in an urban area, it is different. I have said that from the start. That geography does matter. I said that from the start. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, I'm Jeff Klein. I'm a real customer of Nicolet Bank. Tax time is the perfect time